This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Japan's top government spokesperson Hirokazu Matsuno said North Korea may step up further provocative actions, including missile launches and conducting nuclear tests following North Korea's two short-range ballistic missiles and the launches off its east coast on Tuesday.
With regards to North Korea's military movements, we will continue to cooperate closely with the United States and South Korea, collect and analyze necessary information, and make an utmost effort on being alert and monitoring so that we can take all possible measures for peace and safety of our country.
The missile launches come as South Korea and the United States are conducting their largest joint military drill in years, and 2 days after North Korea test-fired what it called two strategic cruise missiles from a submarine, in less than a week after North Korean leader Kim Jong-un ordered the military to intensify drills. The Pentagon's making its biggest defense budget request in decades and speeding toward a notable number. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The $842 billion ask is the highest since the mid-2000s, the peak of the Iraq and Afghanistan wars, and in a few years.
Just do the math. The budget will hit $1 trillion.
Pentagon controller Michael McCord says that may seem astronomically high, but says it's only about 3% of the nation's GDP. During World War II, the country was spending about a third of its GDP on defense. Deputy Defense Secretary Kathleen Hicks says this budget would let the Pentagon load up on advanced weapons systems and space defense, with the goal of countering a perceived threat from China.
To make sure the PRC leadership wakes up every day, considers the risks of aggression, and concludes, today is not the day.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
There's more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A Russian delegation of talks with senior UN officials said Monday that Moscow is ready to accept an extension to a grain export deal that has helped bring down global food prices amid the war in Ukraine, but only for 60 days as the Kremlin holds out for changes to how the arrangement is working. The leaders of the United States, Australia, and Britain Monday unveiled details of a plan to provide Australia with nuclear-powered attack submarines, a major step involving investment of hundreds of billions of dollars aimed at countering China's ambitions in the Indo-Pacific.
At a U.S. naval base in San Diego, Biden on Monday laid out the so-called AUKUS plan.
With the support and approval of Congress, beginning in the early 2030s, the United States will sell 3 Virginia-class submarines to Australia, with the potential to sell up to 2 more if needed, jump-starting their undersea capability a decade earlier than many predicted.
The statement from the leaders said the multi-stage project would culminate with British and Australian production and operation of a trilaterally developed vessel based on Britain's next-generation design that would be built in the UK and Australia, and include cutting-edge U.S. technologies.
That's Reuters' Gillian Kitchener reporting. And VOA's Anita Powell provides continuing coverage in reaction to the announced deal.
Beijing has criticized the partnership and accuses Washington of provoking rivalry and confrontation. But analysts say China's aggression in the Pacific region prompted this decision. Mark Kennedy is director of the Waba Institute for Strategic Competition at the Wilson Center. He spoke to VOA on Zoom.
This is really more a response to the very aggressive military buildup that China has had, as opposed to anything we're doing that would be provoking to China.
Because the three countries are democracies, there are vocal critics, and analysts expect legislators in all three nations to probe the terms of the deal as it evolves and question its impact on sovereignty issues and government spending. Anita Powell, VOA News, Washington.
The group Human Rights Watch says Egypt's authorities have refused to issue or renew passports, birth certificates, and other documents for more than 24 journalists, critics, and lawyers living abroad. The group said Monday it spoke to 26 Egyptians living in 6 countries whose requests for essential documents were denied. On his first trip to indigenous land in the Amazon rainforest since taking office, Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva has expressed support for the creation of new territories for those communities. Yet Lula stopped short on Monday of actually announcing any new designations that are much anticipated by indigenous people as well as rights activists. Many have been disappointed that it didn't happen in the first 30 days of Lula's administration. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.